Blog Talk Radio.
So grateful to the Lord for sending such anointed people our way. Give out and Father, big God bless you.
Thank you.
glory. We give you honor for this. Forever and ever and ever and ever. I mean, which you can't move the mountain that's standing in your way. I got an answer for you. God can. Oh, yeah. God can. And if you can turn your thoughts into the light of day, I came to tell.
Praise God, praise God. What a loving God that cares for us so much. Praise God. What a loving God that cares for us so much. So much that we can even explain how much God cares for us. God is good all the time. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we give him praise tonight. We give him glory and honor and praise. Praise God. We just give him all the glory tonight. All glory to your name, Father. We worship you tonight, dear God. We adore you tonight, dear God. We love you tonight, dear God, because you first loved us, God. And God, you put a song in our heart. Oh, praise God, a song of praise and hallelujah unto you, oh God. Oh God, you are so good. You have blessed us with everlasting love, God. God, you have blessed us with all good things. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord, that you didn't leave us during the night, but you breathed fresh air through our nostrils. And let us, oh God, breathe again and come together again, God. Bless those, oh God, that will listen in on this program, God, wherever they may be, God. I pray your blessings upon them, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just lift up everyone, oh God, that have lost a loved one, oh God. Father God, seem as though that they're overwhelmed, oh God, with hurt and pain, God. Oh, Father God, take away depression, oh, Father God, and oppression, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord, saturate them. Oh, God, with your salvation love, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, if someone have lost a son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls, God, comfort their hearts, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, let them know, God, that you will not leave them, God. Oh, God, everything is for a purpose and a reason, God. Maybe some son or daughter been slain by the bullet, God. Oh, Father God, whatever it may be, God. Maybe some sickness, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just pray for those, oh, God, that is sick, oh, God. Those, oh, God, that are in hospital room, we pray, God, that your healing virtue will flow, God, and they will take up their beds and walk, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for all of those, oh, God, with diabetes, that it will dry up, oh, God. We pray for all of those, oh, God, that, oh, Father God, that have high blood pressure. We pray, oh, God, that it will, oh, God, cease in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for all of those that got family problems, oh, God. Lord, that families will come together, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you created them, God. Father God, we pray for all of those, oh, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that may be, oh God, suffering with some type of disease, that seems, oh God, that no cure to it, God. We believe in you tonight, God, that every disease, oh God, will be, oh God, healed by the power of your blood. God, you shed your blood for the healing of the nation. So, Lord, as we come before you tonight, God, we are believing you, God, for them, God. Father God, someone may be shedding, grinding tears because of hurts and pains, God. We know, God, that you answer every prayer, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Father God, oh, God, just put your arms around them, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, and comfort, oh, God. Bring comfort and healing, oh, God, where it is needed, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, that you have put a prayer in our mouth and a song in our hearts, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, oh, God, that you tell us to praise you. We thank you, oh, God, that you created us too, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, Father God. Oh, God, for your love, God. Oh, God, the love that will never end, oh, God. Oh, God, Father God, no one else can love us like you can, God. No one else, oh, God, can do it like you can, oh, God. So touch our families, oh, God, tonight. Oh, God, in every area of their lives, oh God, and draw them close to you, God. Lord, some of them may have not spoken to each other in a long, long time. But, God, I know you knows all things. And, God, you know when to step in, God. Oh, God, when the pain seems so great because of lost loved ones not speaking, God. We know, God, Father God, you, oh, God, can bring that unity back together again, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, God, for your love, God. Oh, precious Jesus, we love you tonight. Oh, God, without you, God, we are nothing. Thank you, Lord God, that you, oh, Father God, told us to pray in season and out of season. You said, Lord God, man ought to always pray and not faint. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for being our God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, no one like you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Well, this is God's favorite ministry coming to you tonight live. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus is willing to give us rest from anything that we encounter in this life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because there's another life to come when there will be no more sorrow. There will be no more tears. There will be no more pain. Praise God. We just thank God for that life in him forever. To live forever. Praise God. There'll be no more death. Praise God. We just thank him that we can come to him and bring all these cares and burdens and lay them at his feet. Praise God. And believe God to take them away. And he will. Not when you want him to, but when he knows his time. Praise God. Because God does things in his own time. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. Praise God. Well, my co-host is not here tonight, but I am going to give you a rundown on some of the prayer requests. We want to pray for her. Praise God, because she always has some time. She's taking care of the elderly, and she might be with them, or she might be feeling better herself. Because she does have diabetes. So we lift her up to you, Minister Peggy Biden, and we bring her before the Lord, that the Lord will touch her and heal her in the name of Jesus, that, oh, that whatever is going on in her life, God's got it. Praise God. Hallelujah. We lift the whole family up to the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We also pray for Miss Gail Thompson. We did hear from her daughter. And her daughter said that she's home, praise God. So we pray for Miss Gail Thompson healing, praise God, from cancer. Praise God. We know that is a hard thing. She's undergoing chemo right now, praise God. So we just lift Miss Gail Thompson up to the Lord, that as she goes through this process, that God is healing her. And I did get a report on one of my friends from the gym. He's cancer-free. He had went through a cancer bout. And I got a report on him, Mike, that I've been praying for him. He's cancer-free. Praise God. And the last thing I heard on the King family that had lost the mother and the son, they are doing fine. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I also talked to Miss Carter, who had lost her house. She's doing fine. Praise God. Hallelujah. She's staying with her son-in-law because her house is burned down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. And also, Pastor Kenneth Stratton, I haven't heard whether they've taken him from the hospital or what. but we are continuing to pray for him. And also my neighbor, Ms. Zella Lungino. I had to go over and see about her on Saturday. Found out she went to the hospital. Her arm was broken, so she is back home. And we believe in God for speedy healing and healing from diabetes. She is a bad diabetic. Praise God. So we pray for these that have sickness and believe God for healing in their bodies. Praise God. Because God is the ultimate healer. Praise God. No one can heal us like Jesus can. Now, Jesus, God can. And I play that song sometimes because we believe that God can. God can do anything. Praise God. God can do anything but fail. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. He is God overall. Praise God. He is the God of our salvation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, this is family night. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we are so thankful, praise God, that we can share the word with you tonight on Family Night, praise God. And our title tonight is going to be on, praise God, hallelujah. Our title, The Wife's Sanctification, The Wife's Sanctification. But we're going to think about more toward this week of love, because this is the week, praise God, that Valentine's Day is coming up. We want all our families to be in love with each other and not apart from each other. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's great to have a family. It is so wonderful to have a family that you can call your family. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when the families are torn and that, it's a hardship. Right now, my family is going through a hardship because my niece, she's into lesbianism. That's another prayer request I wanted to put on the prayer line. My niece is practicing lesbianism, which we know she's not, but we believe in God that she's going to snap out of that thing. That's just an attack of the enemy trying to attack the family again, praise God. But the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar, and we take authority over him. It's a hardship on the mother. And they are really, my sister have aborted her from her home, not even speaking to her, don't even want to see her. So we have to pray for families, and this is what this is about, family night tonight. Family goes through so many things. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't know what the devil is going to attack with next, but the devil attacks families. Families. Praise God. One should never ask God a question unless he wants an honest answer. If you want God to answer you, don't ever ask, because God's going to be concrete and serious. Praise God. His honesty is always true. God always speaks truth. He instructs us to get the Bible and turn to, if we want to know anything, turn to Ephesians 5 and 22 through 33. Praise us. He gives us a true revelation, truth and sanctification that has been taken by years in life. The fruits of it have been unbelievable and satisfying. Satan is attacking families today as never before. And he's attacking with divorce, adultery, drugs, babies out of wedlock, financial pressures, cults, occult, jacking up. We know this so well. Alcohol, how well we see it all day. Pornography, yes, even in our ministries. Incest, yes, we see it. Praise God. Satan is attacking the family in any and every way that he can. Divorce, adultery, drugs, we see it. Babies out of wedlock, we see young girls walking, pregnant, so young. So many people are going through some financial problems. Our husbands are having sex with their own children, incest. Molestation is on the rise. Homosexuality is on the rise. Lesbianism, as I just mentioned, in one of the prayer requests, my own niece is practicing lesbianism. These are just some of the things. These are just some of the things that is on the rise in our families. Praise God. And the list goes on and on and on. Because Satan has his devices. And his device is to kill, steal, and destroy. But God said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Praise God. But the enemy, yes, the enemy has come to torment. Praise God. And it is tormenting my family, my sister, because she does not want her daughter to be known as a lesbian. And I don't believe she is. I think it's something that she has fallen off into. But still, the enemy is out to attack the family. So in that way, we have to pray. We have to pray for our family and believe God for them and help walk through these trying times when one is faced. God gives us families for a purpose and a reason. Not everybody have big families. Not everybody have small families. But whatever God has blessed us with, we got to pray them through, because Satan going to try to find his way to get in and cause havoc. Praise God. But any family that remain unsnatched today by these prevailing evils, the home must be structured according to God's divine order. Righteousness in the family units must be established. If we don't have prayer in the home, if we don't have saved homes, Satan is going to attack and he's going to bring some havoc. One lady, I give a testimony, I've been praying for and I've been spending time with over two or three months now. I met her. And she cries every day. Every day this lady cries. She does not know the Lord. She does not want him, she say, but she says she prays. She does not want to go to anybody's church. She does not want to pray. But I have been keeping her and spending time with her. And today I told her, well, before I get ahead of myself, she told me today when I talked to her, she said, Vivian, I've been crying all the morning. I want to thank you for being my friend. She said, you've been there through all of my trials. because she's living with her daughter and she don't get along with the daughter. And her son, she haven't seen in 20 years or spoken to him. So today she called me, thank God. And she told me today my son called me and my heart went with shouts. Oh, my heart. And God said, because of your prayers, because you've shown your cares. So I told her, I said, when are you going to see your son? She said, I'm not. She said, I think he's going to make some time to come down. And I said, when is he coming? She said, I don't know. I don't know when. But he did. This was her birthday today. And he did wish her a happy birthday. She was so happy. She was so happy. And the tears had flowed all the morning. And she was just so happy that she had talked to that son that she hadn't talked to for 20 years. And I began to thank God. Thank God that he had allowed me to be one to plant a seed in her life. So I replied to her today, now that your son has called you and is talking to you, you should find yourself in a church that whenever your son comes, you'll have a place to bring your son, because her son is there. He's in some church in California, the reason he stopped speaking to his mother. When he joined this church, he turned from his mother and other things went down, I think. I don't know what all went down in the family. But the son is in church in California. But this mother here is not. So I asked her today, and I'm going to continue giving her Jesus. And I just don't rub it in her face every time I see her. But whenever the Holy Spirit quickens me to let her know about Jesus, I do so. So today we sat and ate together. And I looked at her and I said, honey, you have to learn how to pray. She said, I do, but I said, no, you don't know. And when I told her about having a place, it would be a blessing and a joy that whenever her son comes, they can go and be in church together. No, she turned me down again about going to church. But I'm believing that somewhere down the line, this son is going to find his mother seeking God's face. God said, some plant and some water. And see, God is about souls. God is about souls. And we are to go out to even the worst where it seems, I tell you, I wanted to give up on this soul. And I heard a pastor tell me, he said, no, don't give up. But, you know, I've heard people say, you don't mingle with me. But this lady is a nice lady. But she's Mexican. But she just don't want nothing to do with God. And she looked at me this week and she said, how long you been a Christian? And I said, how long you been into this? She didn't say a Christian. She said, how long you been into this religious state? I said, mostly all my life. And she just looks at me many times. I'm giving you all this testimony to show you that God is working through this thing. We don't never know what God is going to do, but God is working through this thing. And we have to let God be God. We don't know how it's going to work out. God has a way. I believe in salvation for this soul. God said if one comes in, if just one, praise God. And we can believe God for this one soul that will make his heart happy. Praise God. Hallelujah. As I said, righteousness in family units must be established. and a strong God made operative against evil. God has not been caught unaware or unasleep on the job or been empowered by Satan. God knows what Satan is going to try to do. God knows Satan better than Satan knows himself. Praise God, because God made him. Praise God. First of all, in Ephesians 5 and 22, the teaching begins by addressing the wives, us wives, this week as we are coming up to Valentine's Day that we celebrate. God is not in it. He did not. But we are, as we come up to it, we're looking at love. Us wives, be subjected to your own husband as unto the Lord, and different things God is advising us to do as women and as wives and as friends. And I'm getting back to this friend. As friend, we can be a friend to someone that is unsaved, and so that they can be led to the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Though the greater responsibility of the following verses rest on the husbands, because God made them as the head. But as this week lines up, there is a love that we can share. The love of God. The love of God that will never fail. God's love is there to help us to carry out His ways. His ways, and not our own. We are not our own. So we are to carry out God's ways. Praise God. The reason for this is that a husband can do nothing without his wife until she or her own need and desires submit to him. Submission is truly the way of peace. This is more than a one-time decision of the will on the wife's part. Rather, it is a daily decision and action of her will. To intensify it even further, it is a happening action. Every situation that arises in the home calls for a fresh decision and submission. Let us get a fresh every day, freshen up every day on the Word of God, a word that will encourage our mate. Let the Word of God rule, the Word of God said, richly in you. God is fresh every day. Praise God. The Word of God will build us up every day that we can build our homes, that we can have strong homes, like it said earlier. Strengthen us in our family life so that we can endure hardships when they come about. To be ready when the enemy comes to pull down Satan's walls. And I really want you all to pray for me for this lady, because I do want salvation to come to her heart. Praise God. Praise God. So, and if you have some family member that you want to pray for tonight, I pray that you will press one now, praise God, because this is family night that's leading up to Valentine's Day. And maybe you might not celebrate Valentine's Day, but we want love to reign in your home and in your family throughout every day. Every day. We don't want our children living unholy lives. Every mother wants her child to be saved. Every mother wants to see their children living an overcoming life. Every woman wants a home with the home of peace. We want peace in our homes. A loving husband, a caring wife. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's willing to stand in the midst of adversity and never give up. Praise God. Hallelujah. That verse always say, be subject to your own husband. More often than not, a wife will be seeking sanctification everywhere except from her own husband. And I've known many women have done that. Instead of them trying to get them house, their own home straight, they out seeking it somewhere else. We know better these days. We know that where our place is and where we want our abode to be better. Praise God. For God to do something wonderful in our home. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Independence, which is so deeply ingrained in women today, causes them to look to themselves for their sanctification or choose counselors other than husbands. But you know, God made our homes for men to be the head and him to teach his family first in the home. And they'll be taught well before they go out. But we have gotten away from it. We are believing God. I don't know about you, but I want you to agree with me in prayer that our homes come back to what God has ordained it to be. Men to be strong in the home. We need strong men. We have headless men right now. A lot of headless men. Men don't know how, because men have been grown up without the headship of the house. Maybe he's in jail. Maybe that son's father never been a father to him, or whatever it might be. So that man does not know how to love his wife. But if he's married a loving woman, that woman will learn how to sanctify her home. Praise God. And her husband. Praise God. Hallelujah. She will learn how to submit to God and the things in her home to make her home a home of peace, a home of prayer, a home of love. Praise God. We pray. Praise God. The last part of that verse says, as the Lord. This brings us to motivation. We submit to our own husband because the Lord has given a pattern to follow. It has nothing to do with our own opinion or husband's capability or qualification, but because it is ordered by God. We many times get out of order because we want to change God's order, but we can't. We have to follow God's order. That's why we have so much out of order here in our world. We want to step over and do it our way, but we can't. We have to follow God's leading. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And God's order for a pastor or any spiritual leader to attempt to directly straighten out wife apart from her husband. You know, I have looked many times where families are separated, the wife in one church and the husband in another one, when they should all be walking together. And I think it's on the part of the pastor, to teach and say, I think first place you should be with your husband. And I think the pastor should train this in his church, how families are to be together. Now, I'm not saying those that are married and gone off with their wife to their church or whatever. I'm talking about the home in general. Praise God. Where we can have a family unit together, serving God, with our whole heart, mind, and soul. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need families walking together again. Praise God. Hallelujah. It would be such a blessing if we can get people to learn how to come together. Are we being taught the truth of how to come together? Praise God. Hallelujah. That's where it starts. That's where it starts, in the home. Praise God. Wives, I want you to notice that in this verse it makes no exception. It does not say if you be a Christian or if he be a mature, spirit-filled Christian, or if he's any kind of this, any sort. We have to read and study God's word as it is, and not like, and not put it like we want it, as Christ also is the head of the church. Whether the church has submitted to Christ's headship or not does not minimize the fact of his headship. It is fully stated in God's word, plainly stated, that God is the head, man is underneath God, woman underneath man, and then the children. Praise God. What more clearer can God put it? Submission is so wonderful. We don't even want to submit to the pastor anymore. So it's so much. It's out of order. Until we can get back into God's order, we're going to have chaotic situations. Things that is going to develop where Satan is going to have all kind of headaches. Just like my niece. Praise God, that I mentioned. Just like this lady that I just mentioned. Satan is having fun because they're not under the order and submission to anyone. Praise God. The last part of that verse says, he himself being the Savior of the body, that the word means deliverer or preserver. God will deliver us out of some things and preserve us for some things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whether the husband is functioning as a head is not the question here. The fact is that in God's family plan, the husband is the head and he is the Savior, deliverer and preserver of the body given him, namely his wife. God will deliver us in any situation that we get in if we pray and pray earnestly and bring all these things to him, believing God that he is the God of all creation and he knows all things. There's nothing he can't do and there's nothing he will do that is not pertaining to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 25 is addressed to the husband. Husband, love your wife just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. Now let's take a look at this phrase, just as Christ. The phrase draws a comparison. So God lets us know, you see this comparison I'm showing here, so that you will understand what I'm saying to you. Praise God. Just as Christ has said, insert your husband's name since the pattern is showing him, the husband. Praise God. Wives, this week, or if you are not married, show someone some love this week that they can reach out to someone. That love will spread. That love will spread. God wants his love spread. He wants to use you as one of his vessels. He wants you to cling more to him than the things that is in this world. You know, I told them that I have started a vision board. And on my vision board, I have more souls, more prayer, more, I couldn't put the material things because that's not what my mind is geared to. God don't want me geared to material things. I have enough of that. So I want the things of God. I want to see more souls saved. I want more prayer. I want the ministry. I want you to be blessed in whatever area you need to be blessed in. Praise God. I want God to do miraculous deliverance. Praise God. And all these things is on my vision board for you and this prayer, this blog. Praise God. Everyone that's listening. Whatever you stand in need of, and God had answered almost one of my prayers to see that this lady, his son, has called her. This is a miracle. Her son hadn't spoken to her for 20 years, and I have been steady working with her and almost to give up, but God say no. And I've been working with her. We've been eating together. I've been spending time that I didn't have time. But God said, you're going to make time because God is about her soul. My vision board got visions of things of the Lord and not of material. Two material things I have on there. Maybe a new car. Maybe a new car. I don't want no house. I don't want no big house. I don't want it. I just want God. Whatever God has for me and the family of God's people, whatever God wants to do in the lives of his people, that's what I want God to do. Praise God. I am praying that God do great things in the midst of his people. Praise God. As I come on here every Sunday night, it's believing God for you and you and you and those that I don't see, those that I don't know. That God touch your heart, that God heal, God deliver, God set free. Praise God. My vision board is going to be everything that God wants, not of me. Praise God. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace this week, blessings this week. May you be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising, your sitting down. Whatever God has for you, I pray that every door be open that should be open and every door shut that should be shut. Where the devil is trying to come in, I apply the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Have a good night now. Bye-bye. Praise God. Hallelujah.